Friday morning on 90.1 WABE, and Mara Davis is joining us for our weekly confabulation concerning concerts in town. Time again for Mara's Music Mix. Good morning, Mara.
Confabulation.
Yeah.
I learned so much from being around NPR at Atlanta. Confabulation.
It's one of those buck 50 words. I thought I'd share it with you. For free, by the way.
Good job. I mean, when you're a history teacher, you know words like that.
Sure.
Let's start out with the Buckhead Theater, a band that I love and definitely has some Atlanta roots. The Wood Brothers are going to be playing there. Of course, Oliver, who played with Tinsley Ellis, and you may know the band King Johnson. We worked with them a lot back in the Z93 Dave FM days. And, of course, his brother is the Wood of Medeski Martin and Wood. So it's kind of hard to describe what they are. They're like folk Americana, but it's progressive.
Well, yeah, it's a mix. It's a new hybrid, if you will.
Up above my head, I hear music in the air. I really do believe there's a heaven somewhere.
They've got a new album, by the way. Paradise came out last month.
Yeah, and it sounds really, really great. And I think when you go to the show, be prepared. They do quiet the audience down because they do these, like, gentle arrangements. And so just be quiet, Steve.
I can't yell Free Bird?
Yeah, maybe you should.
I can whisper Free Bird.
Maybe if they knew it was you yelling Free Bird, it would be accepted. Confabulous? What was that?
Confabulation.
I'm just calling it confabulous. That's the Wood Brothers at the Buckhead Theater tonight.
Who doesn't like some trombone, sax, drums, and organ in a 10-piece band? Raise your hand. I didn't think anyone didn't like it.
I see how you did that.
What?
So here's a new venue in town, and I've been kind of dying to talk about them. It's Venkman's, which is a great restaurant music venue. And it's put together by Nick Melvin, who's a terrific Atlanta chef, and the guys from Yacht Rock. So basically, they pull together some of the greatest things, amazing food and fantastic music. So you need to check their website at Venkman's to find out all the lineups. But tonight, it's going to be Lloyd's Rocksteady Review.
By the way, this Venkman's is in the old New Grape Soda Factory on Ralph McGill Boulevard in the old 4th Ward. And my question is, I wonder if they're going to serve new grape at Venkman's.
That is an excellent question. I'm dying to go, but I think the concept is fantastic. And from what I hear, the food and music are great. Look at what Yacht Rock has done to leave their mark on Atlanta. So now they're taking it to the next level. And I think it's a terrific idea. That's Lloyd's Rocksteady Review performing at Venkman's tonight. So a cappella obviously has gotten more popularity because of Pitch Perfect. And, of course, Pentatonix, another huge band. Now, here's another one, and they've been around even longer. That's Straight No Chaser. They're going to be playing the Fox Theater. So if you're into that kind of music, this is perfect for you. I mean, it's kind of amazing how they just got popular with a video about Christmas. You know, Christmas sells.
12 Days of Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
It's brilliant. They infuse all sorts of holiday music and other music into that long song, including Toto.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
And I know you like that song.
I love Africa.
In the 12 Days of Christmas? Check out the video.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
It really is. So that'll be a great holiday experience. That's Straight No Chaser at the Fox tonight.
Nothing says Christmas like Africa from Toto. Every now and then, when I get the rundown, I get these ahead of time, so Mara can warn me what's coming up. I'll notice an act or two with several stars next to the name, so I know I better pay attention. And this one rates 5, which I think is, who's the guy that did Jesse's Girl? What was his name?
Oh, Rick Springfield. Did I have that on
Rick Springfield? Rick Springfield had like 25 stars. But
that's true.
Yeah. But this has 5.
Yes.
Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats.
Yeah, this is a Missouri singer-songwriter who kind of was a solo artist and didn't really pop the way he wanted to, and almost gave up the music business until he got together with the Night Sweats, and it's kind of a mix of rock, pop, gospel. But they do put on a fabulous performance, and I think you're going to see a lot more from them, and now is the time to see them.
Yeah, if you can say white soul, conceive of the white soul as a genre, that's them.
P.S. I love the way you say white.
There we go with the WH again.
White.
White soul.
That's Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats at the Earl tonight. So this next artist, I feel like... is really something super special. And NPR, the Tiny Desk series, just did a concert with Diane Coffey, who is AKA Sean Fleming. Now, they described it the best. It's a performance you'll see that you'll be talking about it for days later. And I think Freddie Mercury, think Mika.
Well, it's not that easy getting by.
Performance, huge band, unique voice, strong personality. I am very excited about Diane Coffey.
And what's interesting about Diane Coffey is this guy was a voice actor. He used to work for Disney. And FYI, this show is not Disney-esque.
No, and it's amazing. You know, obviously we love Tiny Desk, and you know, you see like just a true raw performance. So I think this is an artist you're going to see, and you're going to be able to say, I remember seeing him in a small club, because this is going to be the very last time you're going to be able to see this kind of performance in such a small venue.
No doubt about that.
That's Diane Coffey at 529 tonight.
Saturday night, we have an interesting bill at Friday Playhouse, which, by the way, has been sold and going to be renovated.
That's right. It's going to be renovated, which, you know, is great, but also gives me the sads, because I love the grittiness of the Variety Playhouse, and I'm really hoping that the new owners will keep some of that grit there. It is one of my favorite venues in town, so we're going to definitely keep our eye on that. But on Saturday night, it's sort of like jam band heaven with a galactic headlining and a new band called the Dead 27s. I don't know if they're that new. They're just a band out of Charleston, but they're really starting to pick up steam. They've got a really good, unique sound, but it's more along the lines of the jam band feel.
Galactic is a jazz band from New Orleans, as you mentioned. You know what they're originally called? Galactic Prophylactic. Isn't that beautiful?
Here we go again, Steve.
What? Okay. Well, you don't want to miss that show. Where is it again, Mara?
That's Galactic, period, and the Dead 27s at the Variety Playhouse on Saturday night. So next show has been described, or the next artist has been described by the Austin Chronicle as somewhere between the Avett Brothers and Jason Isbell. I'm talking about Drew Holcomb and The Neighbors. You know that got my attention.
So they're between the Avett Brothers and Jason Isbell. Isn't that where you want to be?
Yeah, that is exactly where I want to be.
She was a long goodbye. She was the best I'll ever buy. She was an American Beauty.
Okay, Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors, they're a great band. I know you like real names, so it's Hampton Andrew Drew Holcomb, and they're, of course, based out of Nashville, and they're a great Americana singer-songwriter. They sound really, really great, but they're kind of peppy, too.
His wife, Ellie, plays in the band, too. She plays guitar. I think she sings backup. They toured with Ben Rector earlier this year.
Oh, yeah, we love him. Yeah. We talked about that a few weeks ago, so that's an exciting combo there.
And Penny and Sparrow are playing with them, a duet from Texas, from Austin, another Austin, Texas duet. And if you've ever seen the movie Once, Glenn Hansard, these guys sound like Glenn Hansard. So the first time I listened to them, I just fell in love with their sound right away.
That's Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors and Penny and Sparrow at the Buckhead Theater on Saturday night.
Smith's Old Bar on Saturday night has the Liberators. It's a CD release party. And what do you know about this band?
Well, they're a gritty, down-home blues band. So, you know, you're looking for a party, it's Saturday night, you've gone out to dinner, you're like, I gotta have one more, let's rage! The Liberators, that is the show for you. If you're into blues, if you like the Black Keys, you like B.B. King, well, give it up for some local flavor. These guys are turning it out, they're pretty great.
Yeah, I think they started out a few years ago as a cover band, and they got into their own stuff, and here they are.
You'll feel liberated.
You will.
With the Liberators.
Yeah, if you're feeling blue, you can get even bluer with the Liberators.
Liberators are at Smith's Old Bar on Saturday night. The next artist I want to point out is a band out of Asheville. They are bluegrass, the John Stickley Trio, but they're a more progressive version of bluegrass. It's kind of like, I know this doesn't make any sense, and it won't make sense to you unless you see them, but...
That's okay. I'm used to it.
They've been called hip-hop bluegrass because some of the arrangements are really, really fast. They're really, really crazy. It's kind of like bluegrass meets Dick Dale. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. They're like a bluegrass, jazzy hip-hop fusion band.
They're everything. If you're in the mood for something completely different, a recommendation here on The Mix is the John Stickley Trio at the Red Light Cafe on Saturday night.
So we're going to head down to the south side to Serenby, which is this awesome community that's south of Atlanta. They've got a farm there, they've got residential areas, they've got classes that people take, and they also have a music venue.
Yeah, the Chad Hills Music Center, and this is a fairly new event space, and what they're trying to do is bring a diverse lineup of musicians there because it really is kind of an all-inclusive area there. I mean, the people that live there are so passionate about Serenby. Like, you live there, like, that is your jam. So they're just starting together a great music series, and one of the artists that we want to spotlight is kind of an indie folk rock group called Barnaby Bright. They're a duo. So I would say if you like the Indigo Girls, or if you like the Milk Carton Kids, who we talked about last week, I think this is an artist that will probably be right up your alley.
If you're not familiar with them, you want to check out on YouTube the song Old Coats is an interesting video of a song they've done. It's a unique sound that they have.
Oh, is that dedicated to us, old coats?
Yeah, it is. I didn't think of that. Right.
Okay, that's Barnaby Bright at the Chad Hills Music Center on Saturday night.
We've got to trip into the next week, into Tuesday, and I say trip deliberately because guess who's in town?
Well, this is a Grateful Dead reboot called The Dead and Company. And I knew when they were doing, like, Bid Thee Farewell and all the Grateful Dead finale concerts that that was not going to be the end. I think this is a fantastic idea that they've went ahead and added John Mayer to the lineup in this Grateful Dead reboot.
Yeah, only Phil Lesh of the surviving original four is not in this reiteration. But John Mayer is playing with him.
Yeah, well, Phil Lesh has had a host of health problems, so it's probably best that he's, you know, kicking back on this. But from what the reviews are saying, that they are back and better than ever. And I love this career move for John Mayer. I think it's interesting. I think it's unpredictable. I don't think the people that, you know, loved his, you know, duet with Taylor Swift a couple of years ago would have ever expected this.
This concert tour, they're playing 22 big city arenas across the country, so they're going to be playing before lots and lots of deadheads. Word on the street is there's 19 or 20 songs in the set list. Almost half of them are more than 10 minutes long.
I need a miracle, Steve. Need a miracle.
Yeah, so it's, you know, the dead is alive and well, if I can coin that phrase.
That's The Dead and Company on Tuesday night at Phillips Arena.